This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
Healthcare is a right! Healthcare is a right!
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Yep, yep, yep. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, a motherfucking mini episode of the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories. And we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listeners, have at home. It's that simple, folks. There's nothing else to it. I ain't got no other information for you. You know the motherfucking games. You know how this works. And god damn it, do we have a fun one this week. This message comes to me from a person who did not include their name. There's no name attached to this. Sent, it says by at the end of the message, sent from Yahoo Mail on Android. So this is a goddamn maniac as far as I'm concerned. You are combining some of the most toxic technologies ever created by man, Yahoo and Android, to send a message to me. I'm amazed my computer didn't blow up, sir and or madam. I truly am amazed that my processor didn't melt down from the bullshit that you're using to communicate with the world. That said, this person sent me a message, and it, specifically they titled the email Whistling in the House, and I got excited. You know, I get excited from a good title on an email, a good, what do they call those? It's not a title. I'm showing my age at this point. The header, you know, that, the title page on the email. I don't know what the fuck it's called. The subject. That's the word I'm looking for. Anyway, what up, Langston? They said, first off, this is probably one of my favorite podcasts. Mine too. I'm a big fan of this podcast. I tune in faithfully every Tuesday and Thursday, especially love the motherfucking mini episodes. Well, guess what, you Yahoo bitch? You're on one. Could you explore this for me in the only way that you can? My mama told me, and this really came from my mama and not some nigga on the street, that whistling in the house is bad luck. I'm curious if this is some cultural fossil left from African culture. Thanks in advance. Keep up the hilarious good work and bye, bitch. The black hand thumbs up. Great. Sent from Yahoo Mail on Android. Anyway, the point is, this person brought up whistling in the house. And I'm very curious because I personally, and I'm from the Midwest, I don't know that we necessarily carry deep African roots. You know what I mean? That ain't exactly our style. We got casseroles. We got thick grits. You know what I mean? That's more Midwestern shit, I think, than connections to the motherland. That said, I did want to do some research to figure out if this whistling in the house being bad luck is in fact a thing that came from the diaspora or is more complicated than that. If there's more to it. And as it turns out, this surprised me. This conspiracy theory, this superstition doesn't seem to be particularly Black in nature or even American in nature. Although I did read some suggestions, and I actually heard some suggestions from a future guest, in fact, that this might have some connections to a Nigerian conspiracy theory or Nigerian superstition, that there is probably some motherland connections. However, all kinds of cultures outside of Africa across the world seem to maintain that whistling, especially in particular places, comes with bad luck or at least attracts a potentially negative energy. For example, the people of Turkey believe that whistling indoors is actually calling the devil, which feels a little more dramatic than just bad luck. You know what I mean? Bad luck is like, I stubbed my toe and lost my wallet. Calling the devil is like, I stubbed my toe and then that toe got infected and I died before I could even make it to the hospital. Also, I lost my wallet. You know what I mean? That's the devil being called upon by this whistling. And similarly, in Japan and China, they are less concerned with so much the location of the whistle, right? They don't give a damn where you whistle. And instead, they focus on the timing of the whistle, right? They believe that whistling at night can disturb the peace of the night and therefore bring danger on yourself. And this one feels pretty logical to me. That makes perfect sense if you're asking me, because if you're walking around whistling at night and someone doesn't beat the shit out of you, I don't know what we're even here for. That seems like a natural 1+1 = punch in your face. You know what I mean? I'm not a violent man, but anyone who feels the need to whistle Dixie past 9 p.m. deserves to have their knees decapped, as far as I'm concerned. There should be no cap on them knees if you're going to be whistling at night, you fucking psychopath. I can't imagine walking down the street and somebody's just approaching me whistling. If that ain't the most haunting imagery that anybody can muster up, I don't know what is. And they deserve to have the shit kicked out of them for said whistling.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When the Taliban banned music in Afghanistan, millions were plunged into silence. Radios were smashed, cassettes burned. You could be beaten or jailed or killed for breaking the rules. And yet, Afghans did it anyway. This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
It is worth noting that the Chinese do not believe this is all bad, right? And they actually think that skillful Chinese practitioners can actually use the whistling to summon supernatural beings. I guess like positive supernatural beings. You know what I mean? Like Casper was a friendly ghost and you could potentially get him, not his uncles. But like supernatural beings, wild animals, the whistling apparently can attract and even control the weather. You can be like Storm with whistles, according to some Chinese believers. In Russia, it is believed that the whistling indoors will actually bring poverty, that you'll go broke from whistling indoors. And there's this old Russian proverb that basically refers to whistling money away. Even more haunting, the people of Estonia believe that whistling indoors will bring bad luck, that will set your house on fire. You understand, your house will be set ablaze from whistling indoors. And this one definitely feels like it happened to one dude, and then he decided to make it everyone's problem. You know what I mean? Like, this dumb motherfucker was cooking and whistling and not paying attention. His house went up in flames, and then he was like, man, y'all got to stop whistling at your crib. That's just dangerous, dog. It's like, I don't know if it's dangerous if you're just stupid and Estonian. I don't know anything about Estonians, and I apologize to all of my Estonian listeners. I'm not even sure if you're called Estonians. You might be Estonians. I don't know. I'm truly ignorant to you and what y'all got going on there. So my bad. Just don't burn your house down, I guess. Keep the whistles to yourself. The scariest whistle truthers out there seem to be the people of the UK, though. I read something about the people in England. There's this belief in something called the Seven Whistlers. Ooh, scary already. The Seven Whistlers, which refers to seven ominous bird-like spirits that fly together at night and whose calls foretell someone's inevitable downfall. These just seven fucking Akatsu birds. Just these evil fucking birds flying over, and if you hear their voices, your shit's all gonna fall apart. And apparently this superstition really hit hard with like coal miners and seamen of old England, right? Like coal miners and people who worked on ships, they really believed in these seven whistlers, so much so that if they heard a whistle when they were working, they banned whistling from their workplaces. And if they heard a whistle when they were working, they would actually stop. There are stories of coal miners refusing to go back into the tunnels where they were working because of whistling-like sounds. Now, this oddly connects to another superstition, a common superstition where people believe that whistling backstage in a theater is bad luck. Not sure how many of you have heard that, but it's apparently bad luck to whistle backstage in a theater. And this apparently goes all the way back to the 1600s, when major theater productions were forming. They would often use seamen as stagehands because of their knowledge of ropes and pulleys. And because they were using whistling, these sea people, sea gentlemen, seaman, I'm hesitant with the seaman stuff because come, you know, come. Why haven't we figured out a new word for seamen besides seamen? Because we know what the crossover is here. These are professionals. Why are we calling them come people? Let's do better, folks. I don't know who this is for. I'm not sure the word people are listening to this podcast. But if they are, if you are in charge of words, let's do better, word people. Because those seamen deserve more respect besides being cum daddies, you know? Anyway, because these seamen use whistling backstage as a form of communicating their needs, right? Pull this rope, tug on this, hold this up, move that that set piece, whatever the fuck it is, they're using whistling to communicate all of that. They banned everyone else from doing the same. But the risk being that if someone were to whistle backstage, they might trigger a set change early and cause damage to the production or injury to everyone else around them. You whistle, this dude pulls a curtain early. Now everybody sees the main actor's big old penis. You know, that's what's happening in this situation. That's the story that apparently was forming our decisions about whistling inside. So that said, don't whistle. I think that's really the big takeaway from all of this. Just shut the fuck up. Stop all that goddamn whistling. Nobody's impressed. Nobody's like, holy shit, you could whistle in 2022? Just find a different trick. Show somebody a YouTube video of a grandma getting punched in the titty. That's way better than whistling, I would say. I would say objectively, grandma getting punched in the titty on YouTube, it will entertain family for much longer. We no longer have to heat our homes via a wood stove. So, you know, entertainment has changed. You could stop all the whistling and do better. Believe in yourself and do better. Okay, if you have conspiracy theories about odd mouth-based superstitions that your mom told you, you can send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And as always, please subscribe to the podcast, write reviews of the podcast. It's all available for you to do. And be sure, it's coming up soon, and I'm excited about it. But Bust Down is coming to Peacock, and I would love for you guys to check it out. It's coming March 10th, and I want everybody who listens to my bullshit to know that I made even more important bullshit that's available on Peacock March 10th. So go check that out. Anyway, that's all I got for you. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
Healthcare is a right! Healthcare is a right!
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.